This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Ed Severill is the Senior Vice President and General Manager of the annual PGA Merchandise Show, which will happen in 2 weeks' time at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando. It is a pleasure to welcome Ed Severill to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Ed.
Well, how are you? And you know what? It is an absolute honor to be on the show talking to all of your listeners along with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. How long have you been associated with the show?
Oh, I've been running it now for, 12 years, associated with it for 17. I was an exhibitor before someone said, you know, you're a very vocal exhibitor. Why don't you come over and get on the other side? I thought they were joking, so I said, you know what, I'll take you up on it. And I guess 12 years later, here I am.
It's funny that you say that. As you said you were an exhibitor, I was going to say, did you keep putting things in the suggestion box?
Oh, yeah. Not only the suggestion box written, but also oral as well.
How many attendees at the show?
We'll have over 40,000 golf industry professionals from over 80 different countries.
How many vendors?
We will have over 1,000. This is actually going to be our largest show in 5 years.
Well, and you attribute that to what, Ed?
Well, a couple of things. One, the PGA of America has worked very, very hard to grow the game along with all of their allied associations. And the PGA Merchandise Show really is a reflection of the industry. And, we call it the major of golf business. And when you look at it, it really is the opportunity for the golf industry, PGA professionals, LPGA professionals, buyers to all come together and to really share ideas, have a conversation about how to grow the game. And we've been doing that for many, many years, and whether it's growth of the junior game, the women's game, the game internationally, it's all really coming together, and it's benefiting the business of golf, which is benefiting the PGA Merchandise Show.
For someone who hasn't been, it is difficult to describe the scope of the Orange County Convention Center. How big is that thing?
How about 10 square miles, or 10 miles in if you walk the whole thing from end to end to end? It's over 1 million square feet. Just for those who have not been, the sensory overload is just incredible. You walk in and you've got the noise of the largest indoor golf range. You've got just terrific exhibits from Titleist and Callaway and Ping and TaylorMade and Cobra Puma and Bridgestone, etc. And you've got the elegance of the apparel exhibits, and you've got the innovation of all the new items together from golf. It's an overload on your senses, but it's one of those things where after 3, 4, or 5 days, depending on how much you participate in, you're tired.
Yes, you are. I will raise my hand to that. Is there another facility large enough in the country to handle this?
I don't think so.
Huh.
When you look at our needs, we're in Orlando. One of the reasons is that 63 years ago, some enterprising salespeople brought their Woody paneled station wagons to Dunedin, Florida, and intercepted many of the PGA professionals who were down in Florida playing some of the winter series of golf. And those were also the store owners at the time, and they intercepted them in the parking lot and showed them the new equipment out of their tailgate of their station wagon. And it's grown to now Orlando, where we take over the largest outdoor demo day at the Orange County National Golf Resort, and there it's a golf range that's over a half a mile in circumference, and then you've got the million square feet at the Orange County Convention Center. So it would be real hard pressed to put this anywhere else.
We are talking with Ed Severill. Ed is the general manager and senior vice president for the PGA Merchandise Show. What, as general manager, what is your role? Is this a? I have to think it's a full-time, all-year job.
And you know, I'm very lucky because I've got just terrific team members. You know, my role is, I guess you could say, I'm the orchestra leader or the conductor. I get to put a lot of great people in place, whether it be Mark Simon, who leads the show for me, Sherry Major, who heads up our PR, Amanda Gocci, who heads up marketing. And I actually just left in time for this interview, a meeting where we had over 100 individuals who were all crammed into a room going over what we call our pre-show meeting, and each of them have a very important role, whether it be staffing an info desk so that someone can get some information, whether it be making sure that our mobile app is working properly, right on down to, you know, making sure that people have their badges. It is a full-time job, and so my job is to make sure that we have the right team people, and they're all pulling in the right direction and making music so that when that first swing is taken and we open up the show, it's the best it can be.
So, counting the demo day and the 3 days of the show, what are you doing during the day?
Everything and anything. I will tell you that it will be everything from having meetings with the industry, whether that be with leaders from the PGA of America, leaders from a Titleist or a you know, from a Callaway or a Summit Golf Brands with Fairway and Green, etc., right on down to making sure that there's enough toilet paper in the bathrooms and that the bathrooms are clean. So it would be that spectrum and everything in between, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that everyone that joins us has not only an extraordinary experience, but has nothing that hinders their ability to get done the business of golf in those 3, 4, or 5 days.
And do you have those meetings with those representatives, Ed, simply because it's convenient? You're there, they're there. It just kind of makes sense that if there are things to talk about, let's do it while we're all together.
Absolutely. And you know, we have a saying that we like to use. You know, it's not just business, it's personal. And if you think about that, when you look at the way business is conducted today, it's really an interesting dynamic, because while you can pick up the phone, you can text, you can email, you can tweet, you can Facebook, we're actually finding that the face-to-face aspect of the show has grown immensely. And so when we're all together, the conversations that we're having, the ability to build relationships during those meetings, enable us to pick up the phone, and if there is an issue, we can resolve them. If there is a challenge, we can attack them together. It, you know, I like to say, it enables us to sit on the same side of the table by being able to establish that relationship, and more relationships are being made at the PGA show. And I love it when someone says, you know, I met that person back, you know, in 2001 at the PGA Merchandise Show, and you know, that resulted in this becoming reality. And so that's what we're after, and so that's why the meetings take place.
Ed, is it fair to use the show as a barometer for the state of the health of the game?
Absolutely. And you know, I keep on referring to 3, 4, or 5 days. That's because there's 3 days of exhibit hall. There's a fourth day, which is the PGA outdoor demo day, and the fifth day is the Youth and Family Summit, which is where PGA and LPGA professionals get together to really learn how to grow the game for families and for youth. And I use that because a lot of the seeds that are planted really come to fruition. And what we've seen is that when the show is growing, as it is, that's really a leading barometer of where the industry and the game is going. And so each January we come out of it, and we've certainly had years where the show has you know, always probably delivered on the experience, but may not have been as large, may not have been as exciting, they may not have had as new of equipment, because the industry was certainly challenged. I will tell you, the industry right now is healthy, it is on an upswing. And me, I'm a personal fan of the youth game, of the game from getting more and more youth involved, because I've seen the benefits of it, and I just see more and more kids being involved, and I just know that the show is going to reflect that this year, and it's going to be a barometer saying the business of golf is healthy, the game is exciting, and it's on the growth side.
When all is said and done, how do you judge that the show was successful?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a couple of different barometers. I mean, first of all, you want to look at the technology that is introduced, the new products that are introduced, that says that the manufacturers are investing. And while I won't reveal anything, I do know for a fact that there's going to be a lot of exciting announcements there. That leads to press coverage. Over the years, we have grown and grown and grown. There'll be an unprecedented amount of live coverage by the Golf Channel. CNBC will be covering it. New York Times will be covering it. We'll have over 1,000 media that will be at the event. That's also saying that there's a lot of interest in the game and the business side of golf, which will generate much more excitement for the industry and the game. And then also, just the general atmosphere. We do surveys after the show immediately that gauge interest, and within that there are questions about how do you feel the game or the business side is doing. And then finally, we do have some access to orders that are being placed, and so we understand almost immediately the amount of commerce that's being done at the show, which again is a final barometer.
He is Ed Severill, the Senior Vice President and General Manager of the PGA Merchandise Show, taking place the end of the month down in Orlando. Ed, I know it's a busy time of the year. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
You know what? It's my honor. I want to say thank you. Thank you to all your listeners, and we can't wait to see you at the PGA Merchandise Show. And for those PGA and LPGA professionals who have still not registered, www.pgashow.com. Thank you.